Morning, the lectionary has us moving away from some of those stories that have made their way into popular culture, but one that is still quite well known to those of us who have spent much time in the church. And we're looking at our gospel lesson this morning, the well-known story of Martha and Mary. And as I was looking at this and reflecting again, as I try to do every week, about what the lectionary has for us, and not so much that there isn't a lot of things to choose from, but what's the best one? I kept coming back again and again to the story of Martha and of Mary. And it's short, it's only a few little verses in there, but I think it really has something for us to consider. And the sermon title comes from these two women. Jesus and his disciples are on their way. They're going back to Jerusalem. They came to a village, and there a woman named Martha opened her home to them, as was frequently the case. And her sister, Mary, we don't know for sure whether Mary lives with her sister Martha, whether they are sharing a home or whether Mary is just there. But Martha is putting together all the meal and all that goes with it, and she has a lot to do, and she finally comes to Jesus and says, "Look, my sister is letting me do all the work. Tell her to come and help me." And if we needed that ring of truth, it's two siblings, one of whom is doing more than the other and wants help. Sounds extremely familiar to me, both from my own life with siblings and from my own children, asking them to do things and having one say, "Look, that one's not doing anything. Make them come and help me." But in this particular case, what I want us to think about is being or doing. And this is a critical question, I think, for us. And it's not that we need to choose one exclusively over the other. There's always going to be times when things need to be done. And what I find interesting in this story is that when Martha comes to Jesus and says, "Look, Mary's left me in the lurch. Tell her to come and help me." Jesus does not say, "Martha, you're doing things that are worthless." Jesus doesn't say, "Martha, what you're doing doesn't matter, or you're thinking of things entirely in the wrong way." What he says is, "Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." In this particular case, you had two options, if you will. You could do things, in this case, prepare for a meal and all that goes with it. Or you could be with Jesus. And in this particular case, it becomes fairly clear that Mary chose what is better. Didn't choose what was right over what was wrong, but chose what was better. Martha was doing things that had value, to be sure. Preparations needed to be made. She was making them. There's always things to do. Always things to do. There is never a time in anyone's life that I've ever met where they haven't had something they could be doing. At home, there's always something to be tidied up or fixed or dusted or who knows what. I know in my house, with a toddler in it, there's always things to be picked up. Sometimes it's the toddler that needs to be picked up, but there's always something to be picked up. There's never a shortage of things to be done. And often these things need to be done, and sometimes they need to be done at that particular moment. But I think what we can take from this story is that we can be so concerned over what needs to be done that we can lose sight of some of our other options. Which makes sense, because the things that need to be done are right there in our face. The toys on the floor, the dishes, Thinking of home. When I'm at work, there's always things that need to be done at work. When we get together here at the church, there's always things that need to be done. And they're good things. We're not talking about make work. We're not talking about, you know, doing something that doesn't need to be done. You know, dusting an already dusted shelf is, well, we've all done that kind of thing, but it's because we forgot where we were, not because we thought it needed to be done. But sometimes we need to step away from the doing and move into simply being. In this case, Mary chose to be with Jesus, listening to what he said. And I suppose we could make the case that she was doing something there, but then I would lose my sermon title. And we sometimes need to realize that we need to spend more time simply being, which is hard for us. It's especially hard for us in this culture. Seems to be that it's even harder for men than for women, although that's certainly not a blanket statement that always applies. But we get the feeling that our value comes from what we do. And so we do more. And because we're not crazy people, we look around and we find things that need to be done and we do those. And there's nothing wrong with the doing. But sometimes we get so caught up in doing that we forget that we're also people who need to simply be. That our value is not calculated by what we can accomplish. And that there are times when we simply need to be. We need to just be present where we are. This is hard for us, or at least it can be. It's especially hard for it's especially hard for me. I want to be doing things, not because I'm sort of frantic about the state of my house. Well, if you look at my house, I'm obviously not frantic about it, or I'd do more about it. But I have this sense that I need to be doing things. And it's really hard for me to simply be, to simply be somewhere. It's been really good for me, having first children and then to have grandchildren as a reminder. Because often, my grandchildren don't want me to do things for them. They simply want me to be with them. And maybe that ends up doing something, but the biggest thing is being there. Eli's 19 months old. He doesn't have a lot of requirements, really. There isn't a lot I can do for him that he can see, but there's a lot I can do with him by simply being with him. When he grabs my hand, it's not because, at least not very often, because he wants me to fix a problem. It's because he wants to go outside. And he wants me to be outside with him. Not to fix anything. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. Except the fact that I'm not there. Mary took the time to be with Jesus because that was what needed to be done then. See, the problem with focusing on what needs to be done is because there's always something to be done. It can block our view or our vision of other possibilities. And sometimes what's most important is to simply be with people. My mother was one of those people given to both hospitality and entertaining because she saw a difference between the two, and I think there is one. She had a very strong gift of hospitality. It's mentioned in various parts of Scripture where she could make people comfortable in her presence and in her home. She didn't do it just by making good food, feeding it to them, and then cleaning up afterwards. She did it also by being with them. I certainly have many memories of my mother putting together things in the kitchen for the people who were in the dining room and their living room. But I also have many memories of my mother sitting with them, chatting, laughing, talking, being with these people. If we fall into the trap of thinking that our value to other people comes from doing things for them, we'll lose sight of the fact that often our value for other people comes from being with them, whether we do anything or not. Mary wasn't doing anything in the sense of accomplishing tasks, whereas Martha was. She was getting the preparations for the meal ready. But Jesus, when he's responding to Martha, it's such a great turn of phrase, where he says, Mary has chosen what is better. He's not saying that Mary chose the only good option and that Martha chose a bad one. He's saying that, at least what I see here, is he's telling Martha that there were options for things for her to do. And she chose things that were okay. But she could have chosen what was better, which was to be with Jesus. And I often think, when I'm reading scripture, when I'm writing things, when I'm doing stuff, I wonder, how many times have I missed the opportunity to be with God, to be with Jesus in my, well, I'm not going to call it a study because it's in a dank basement, when I'm sitting at my desk. How many times have I missed the opportunity to be with Jesus because I'm so busy doing things? Meditation is difficult for some people. It's especially difficult for me these days, and has been in other points, because I'm really tired all the time. We're trying to figure out why, but until we do, meditation looks suspiciously like sleep most of the time, because it is. But that doesn't mean that I can't simply be with God. I just need to do it when I'm not sitting still. When I'm walking, I can intentionally be with God by looking at the creation around me, and even in the city, there's lots of things to look at that remind me of God, from trees to the wonderful abilities of architects and things. Those can lead me to God if I let them. But if I decide that the whole point of walking is solely to get from here to there, the sooner the better, and maybe count my steps on the way so I can become more fit or something, I can always find a doing aspect. But I can equally always find a being aspect. I think many of us find this very short little passage of scripture, it's just a few verses, I think it often makes us feel uncomfortable, and I think it should. Because I think all of us have had opportunities in the past to be with God that we have given up to do things, often for God. And in choosing those, we've chosen something that's okay, but we haven't chosen what's better. And so today, as I was thinking again of this passage of Scripture and thinking again of what it means for us, it's hard for us to give up this idea that we need to be doing things all the time. We need to be busy. But we don't need to be busy. There are things that need to be done, and when it's time to do them, we should. But I also think there's more times when we're called to simply be. To be with God, to be with each other. And when we choose those things, when we choose to be fully present with the people we're with, to be fully present with God, not just doing things for Him and not just doing things for others, but being with these people, we've chosen the better thing. It's hard for us to believe that sometimes the best thing we can do is simply to be with people, and chat with them, and to enjoy their company. But sometimes that is the best thing we could do. And it's time for us to stop the doing and begin the being. I don't know whether that is going to be something you're called to today or tomorrow or when it'll come next, but I know it'll happen. And when it does, for you and for me, I hope that we'll remember this little story and that we will give up the doing of things, good as they might be, to choose what's better. And that for that time, for that moment, to be with the people we need to be with, whether it's God or another human being. Realizing that that choice is one that we can always make. And that often, choosing to be is better than choosing to do. Amen.